Well, there are more U.S. boots headed for the ground in Syria. 400 Marines will join the few hundred U.S. Special Ops forces already in Syria. The Marines will reportedly take up heavy artillery to support the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces in an anticipated assault on Raqqa, the de facto ISIS capital. The Raqqa offensive would follow the current battle to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from ISIS. We talked yesterday about how Iraqi forces are making progress in Mosul, but just suffered a devastating ISIS ambush. Let's bring in NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Robin.
And first, how imminent is this deployment of the U.S. Marines? Tell us more about their mission, too.
Well, it's pretty imminent. From what I understand, they've gone into Kuwait, and they will move from Kuwait into Syria. We don't have exact timetable of when that will happen. And what they'll be doing, as you mentioned, is providing artillery support for the upcoming attack on Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State. And again, 400 or so Marines. Most of them will be providing security for the artillery battery, by the way.
Well, let's be clear, because, you know, we have the advisors already in Syria. There are a lot of people, as you know, who eye roll when they hear advisor, especially post-Vietnam. There's a sense that there's maybe a blurring of the line between an advisor and somebody who actually takes up arms. But it sounds as if these Marines are taking up arms.
Well, certainly, yeah, because they'll be firing artillery, so they're taking up arms. They're not going to be very close to the front lines, though, so don't expect them to be firing their weapons at, you know, ISIS or ISIS firing back at them. They'll be pretty far back. Some of these artillery pieces, you know, can fire up to, you know, 15 to 20 miles away. So they'll be far enough away from the fight to be safe, but close enough, obviously, to be effective in the use of their artillery.
Right. Well, nobody, as you know, is safe in that region. But does this get sticky? You know, the Kurds, as we said, leading the Syrian Democratic Forces, but we hear there's tension between those two groups. Turkey isn't happy with the Kurds' involvement in Syria. And this is putting, you know, U.S. troops in the middle of those tensions.
Oh, absolutely. This is very sticky. You have a problem of, first of all, you don't have enough ground forces right now. Local ground forces to take Raqqa. That has to be sorted out. You do have Turkey saying all Kurds are terrorists, so they don't want the Kurds to be part of this Raqqa fight. And then you have the Americans in the middle of it. Not only would these Marines be right down there by Raqqa, but you also have Army Rangers basically separating fighters up in this area of northern Syria, this town called Manbij, which is now being held by U.S.-supported rebels. They're trying to keep out Turkey-supported rebels and keep the Syrians and Russians at bay as well. They're sort of it's almost like a blocking force up there. So what you're seeing now is more and more American conventional forces involved now in Syria, which is interesting, as opposed to special operators who were mostly equipping, training, working with those Syrian and Kurdish fighters in Syria. Now you're seeing conventional forces. That's a big difference.
Well, in fact, there are reports that around 1,000 American troops are going to deploy to Kuwait to support this fight against ISIS. We spoke to you last week after the Pentagon delivered its plan to accelerate the war against ISIS. Is this plan coming to life now with these deployments?
Well, you know, there's still a lot of unanswered questions. Clearly, they're going to send more troops into Syria. I'm hearing also others will be sent into Iraq as well to help with that fight against ISIS. We don't have a sense of the numbers there in Iraq yet. But there are a lot of unanswered questions about how the U.S. will work with Turkey and also Russia. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Joe Dunford, was in Turkey meeting with his Turkish and Russian counterparts about the way ahead. So will they create sort of safe zones in Syria? Will they come up with sort of spheres of influence in that country for the various powers, Turkey or Russia or the U.S.? What exactly is the way ahead here? And some of those questions have yet to be answered.
Well, and you remind us with just a few seconds here, when a similar artillery unit was deployed to northern Iraq, they were hit by ISIS missiles and a Marine was killed. So obviously that's on everyone's mind.
Absolutely, particularly in the Marines' mind, as they head into Syria, they're going to be very concerned about providing for their own security to make sure something like that doesn't happen again.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.